We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
West Virginia coach Neil Brown previews this weekend's Oklahoma State game on his weekly Big 12 Coaches Teleconference. Listen to what he had to say coming up right after this.
At United Bank, banking means more than financial solutions. It means rallying around the causes that are important to our customers, employees, and communities. While we have grown in size and presence, we have never forgotten our roots. By giving back to our local communities and funding business development, we help fuel economic growth. Our success is your success. Because to us, this is home. United Bank, West Virginia's bank. Member FDIC.
Good morning. Had a productive bye week. Looking forward to getting Big 12 play started this week at Oklahoma State. A lot of respect for Coach Gundy and how he's built that program. If I'm not mistaken, I think they returned the most experience on both sides of the ball in the league. And, you know, defensively they played extremely well last week. You know, I think they held Tulsa to 0 for 11 on third down, which is unheard of. Thought they played really well, a lot of man coverage in the secondary, but the corners, obviously, Harvell Peel, he's special. He single-handedly made a bunch of plays at Winning Time versus us last year. I think they've got a linebacker crew with Rodriguez and Amon there that are as talented as anybody in the league, and then you could tell that Trace Ford has added to his game over the offseason. And then offensively, they've got some weapons. You know, if you look at them, obviously Chuba, as good as any running back in the country. Tylan Wallace back in the fold. I think Dylan Stoner has been extremely productive for them. So, huge challenge. Our guys are looking forward to getting on the road and getting Big 12 play started. So, with that, I'll answer questions.
Thank you. And your first question comes from the line of Chuck Landon of the Charleston Gazette Mace.
Neil, what did you concentrate on a lot last week when you were off week?
Just getting better. We treated it just like a continuation of camp. We practiced four times, practiced hard, practiced physical, and really treated it as a continuation from camp.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
Your next question comes to the line of Kevin Kinder of Blue and Gold News.
Morning, Coach.
Morning, Kevin.
Oklahoma State had their quarterback knocked out of the game, offensive line shuffles, some guys that may or may not be absent. Does that affect at all how you prepare, you know, when you're looking at opposing personnel, you know, what you might be scheming against, or is it still more about your team at this point?
Yeah, well, game plan is that Sanders is going to play. I think that's how you got to go about it. We'll adjust if he doesn't, but we'll game plan as if he was going to play. The offensive line, as far as moving spots or anything like that, that won't affect us as far as how we're going to defend them in the game.
Your next question comes to the line of Barry Trammell, the Oklahoman.
Yeah, Neil, when Sanders went out Saturday, Gundy had to choose between two quarterbacks who had not only never played, they'd just really arrived in the last few weeks or months. How difficult is that to pick a quarterback, not necessarily to play, but to be your backup when you've got no game experience and your practice time is limited? Is that one of the more difficult challenges for you guys that work with quarterbacks?
Barry, I think that's very fair. I think it's extremely difficult, especially when you're talking about your backup, because once you get into game prep time, you're investing, you know, I don't know, we it's probably 75-80% of the reps for us. I don't want to speak for them. Obviously, I'm not at their practice or anything, but it's extremely tough, especially when you're dealing with guys that you don't know really, really well as far as how they handle different settings and atmospheres and things like that. And a lot of times you just don't know how guys are going to react until they get in game prep. I thought that's why we were fortunate to play three quarterbacks in our opener. And everybody's got a little game experience. We saw how even our true freshman, Garrett Green, handled that. But it is. It's extremely difficult. And it's tough in normal situations, but in with all the COVID restrictions and the practice time that's been minimized, I think it's probably even harder.
Thanks, Neil.
No, thanks, Barry.
Your next question comes from the line of Warren Emig of the Tulsa World.
Neil, how on guard are you about an outbreak of soft tissue type injuries or pulls, that kind of thing, muscle issues, based on the fact that your kids were out of a regimented training program so long during the off season?
Well, I think when we started back, for sure, that was something that was definitely that we took serious. And so during this return to play model, the 6-week return to play, we took a very guarded approach to that. And that's why that the question earlier about how we handled the bye week, we continued like in a kind of a camp mode as far as the load we were trying to put on our players, because we really kind of focused on the 26th as being kind of a season opener, because we didn't feel like we were going to be at top shape on the 12th when we actually played our opener. So we really kind of pinpointed that date as the date that we needed to get in a position to play, you know, where guys would play 50 or more snaps in a game. And so it is something that we definitely took serious. We took a gradual approach to it. And, you know, you never can completely prevent those type of injuries. You try the best you can with the way you train. From a lifting, conditioning, but also from a recovery standpoint. But we feel good about where our guys are at.
Okay, thank you.
No, thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Mark Rosner of the Austin American Statesman.
Yeah, you mentioned preparing for Sanders. Would that be the way to go, even if he weren't the starter, because he's mobile? Is that the type of preparation you have to take when one of the guys can move like that?
Yeah, for sure. He's got elite speed for the quarterback position. And you can see that on a couple of the runs he had early in the contest on Saturday, but also in the games last year. I mean, he can really run the football. He's a threat on called runs or on scramble situations. And so that's why you go about preparing like he's going to be the starter.
Thank you.
No, thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Kirk Bowles of the Austin American Statesman.
Neil, obviously Oklahoma State, you know, struggled offensively to get that win, and I know you have no control over it. But as a head coach that plays them next, do you kind of root for them to win a little bit more easily because they'll have be less desperate, less sense of urgency when you play them?
Well, I was chasing my 5-year-old during most of that game, so we didn't on TV. I didn't have a chance to root either way. Kirk, you know, I think it is what it is. I don't think that was an accurate representation of who they are offensively. I can tell you that.
No.
And here's the thing: is I sympathize with them. We lost our starting quarterback on the first series last year versus Iowa State, and we were never in sync. We were never in sync for the entire game. So, and we weren't as bad. Now, we weren't very good, but we weren't as bad as we looked in that game. And so, they are an explosive offense. I know this. I think they have NFL players across the board at their skill positions. And I expect them to play as a unit much, much, much better. But I think if you want to pinpoint a reason, I just think that you go back and all of a sudden, because they hit on full cylinders that first drive. They had a penalty that kind of knocked them off there. But they were going to drive down, score, and take the lead early or at a touchdown. They got a field goal. But I think when your starting quarterback goes out like that, it's tough to recover from.
Thanks, Neil.
No, thanks, Kurt.
Your next question comes from Todd Lebo of Sports Radio 810.
Hey, Coach, have you settled into any sort of a groove yet with these COVID protocols and testing, or are you kind of a fingers crossed Friday afternoon waiting for test results to come back to make sure y'all can play?
No, I think that anytime we get tested, it's always I'm anxious to get the results. Now, we're in a rhythm as far as testing. I think we're going on maybe a month now where we've been testing 3 times a week. So we are in a rhythm as far as that, but I'm never at ease until I get the test results back.
And that was West Virginia coach Neil Brown. He will have a video conference with local media on Tuesday, and the Mountaineers will continue preparation for the Cowboys on Wednesday and Thursday, and then we'll fly out to Stillwater on Friday in advance of Saturday's game against Oklahoma State. That will kick off at 3:30 p.m. and will be televised nationally on ABC. Thanks for listening.